7:39, Triple Team Traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on northbound 15, problematic. We already had slowdowns in between Point of the Mountain and Sandy. Part of that now due to a crash on the left shoulder before the Bluffdale exit. And then the slowdowns coming into downtown, kind of surprising to have this early, but not so surprising when you see that there's a crash just before 1300 South. So be prepared for those two slow spots. And Bankator Highway and 5600 West, both very busy heading north through Kearns, West Valley, and West Jordan. Eric Butler.
Just a touch of northbound slowing on I-15 in Utah County for the most part. It's great, but right before you get up to Timpanogos Highway, you'll tap the brakes a little bit. Northbound Redwood Road between SR-73, 2100 North, that's slow. And exiting the freeway on Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, that's down to one lane if you're heading westbound from the freeway, so naturally that's going to be slower than usual. Heather?
We're well under the speed limit. Southbound I-15 from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way to Layton Parkway, where an earlier crash is in the final cleanup stages on the right shoulder. Once you get past all that, speeds improve until you hit the I-215 North Interchange. From there, you'll be very slow again into downtown Salt Lake, but no delays on Legacy Parkway. At the UPS store, they love their customers, so they're celebrating Thank You Days. For 15 days, get big discounts on most products and services. Hurry into the UPS store now through October 1st. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.